hyena in the alleyway headed towards school. Do we have a clothing description?
Male, dark-skinned is all I have on this frequency.
When newly appointed Watertown Police Chief Raymond Dupuy heard that police in San Bernardino were looking for a third killer, his thoughts immediately turned to April 19, 2013, in his own town.
What was going through my mind is watching on TV, the officers going house to house searching the yards. It's almost like after what we went through, I was just waiting to see what they were doing next to see, hey, did they learn from what we did?
Watertown Chief Dupuy, in April 2013, was in charge of officers in the field. He says the police response in San Bernardino followed standard operating procedures for searches that echoed efforts in Watertown 3 years earlier to contain a suspected terrorist, Zhohar Tsarnaev.
I thought there was a third person that was in the neighborhood running around, and they were trying to locate them, just like, you know, here in Watertown. And I was just, you know, just watching to see what their next move was, how they were doing it. It's pretty much the same. You set up a perimeter, and you just make sure no one can get out of the perimeter, and then you methodically set up a search pattern inside.
But if this is one of the lessons from Watertown 2013, it's not the best example of what went right. Law enforcement officials in this area actually erred in their efforts to find Zhohar Tsarnaev after he fled the scene of the shootout. He was found outside the search perimeter, 18 hours later, hiding in a dry dock boat, a fact acknowledged by former Watertown Police Chief Ed DeVoe.
Looking back, we did a good job. We just missed it by one block, if you will, of the inside perimeter that we set up. And that was set up in the early morning hours by some of the responding officers from different departments. They did an excellent job, and I think it prevented him from going any further than he did.
Watertown police say that another challenge for them was authenticating fast event-driven information as it came in. In San Bernardino, as police, SWAT teams, and the FBI surrounded the disability center, a call came in of a standoff in Pasadena that was mistakenly thought to be related.
Station 1, station 40.
40, go.
It's 53 miles from San Bernardino to Pasadena, about the distance from Boston to Worcester, and the possibility of fighting heavily armed gunmen in both places was reportedly discussed by California law enforcement officials. Watertown Police Chief Dupuy says the Marathon bombers' invasion of his town helped law enforcement realize that in terrorism situations, they might have to fight gunmen on two fronts, and that led to two changes. First, sometimes you need more help.
We belong to the Northeast Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council,
which was set up in 2005. But after the Marathon bombing shootout in Watertown, the organization put in place a system for better communication.
And if we needed an abundance of help here, if we needed a SWAT team or some specialized units, we make a call. And when we call for additional resources, there's a chief or a person in charge of that unit that also comes with it.
And sometimes you can have too much help, which leads to confusion. That may have been the case in San Bernardino. It certainly was in Watertown.
I think one of the most significant challenges that came out of Boston is self-deployment and unified command and control.
John Cohen, a former Undersecretary for Intelligence at the Department of Homeland Security, is now a professor at Rutgers University. He says, reflecting on the Watertown shootout and subsequent search for a suspect,
nothing worse than to have people who self-deploy, who operate independently. You know, they put not only themselves at risk, but they put other personnel at risk as well.
More than 2,500 cops from as far as New Hampshire and New York responded to the Marathon bomber chase and search, and it wasn't always clear who was in charge. Watertown Chief Dupuy says, lesson learned.
So if we need to delegate any activities, we could have another chief go and, you know, be in charge of that activity. So we all work together and try to help each other out.
These are all live pictures you're seeing from the scene. There was a vehicle, a dark SUV.
Watertown Chief Dupuy says as he watched the news of the carnage and subsequent search for the killers in California, he found himself thinking of another dubious distinction shared by Watertown and San Bernardino. Places few had ever heard of were suddenly thrust into the national spotlight by a kind of violence that anonymous small cities and big towns would never have imagined before. Philip Martin, WGBH Boston's local NPR.